Brian Hetherington from the Edmonton High Street Mile. Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. And you, Jason?
I'm excellent.
Good.
I love it. So tell me, what is the High Street Mile?
It's going to be a series of one-mile races to be held on Sunday, May 7th. And it was initially conceived by a Glenora resident, Eric Macklin, as a natural course for a race because it's flat, it's fast, and it's wide. And we could use it as a community response for the merchants in High Street and 124th Street, who had been very seriously impacted by the closure of the bridge.
Okay, so how do people sign up? And so it's basically a sprint for a mile?
Well, it will be a sprint for some people. For others, it'll be a standard race. But there hasn't been a race in Edmonton for a one-mile course for quite a number of years. And we thought that it was time to bring one back. It would be a great event and also an awareness builder for the stores. And there will be a real good party atmosphere at the finish line because the merchants are going to be cooperating and providing goodies for the runners. And the first race, in actual fact, will be for little kids under 12 years old and will be about a quarter of a mile into the finish chute. And then they're going to go into Government House grounds to be occupied while the rest of the events are going on. There will be 4 one-mile races, and it's going to be a measured mile so that the good runners can be sure that they've got an accurate time. It will be from about 139th Street to the area of the High Street, just about opposite the Urban Diner.
Okay, so 139th down to 124, because that was going to be my question. So, and everybody will race right on the street then?
Yep, and it will be in 4 separate races. The first one will be for teenagers 12 to 19. The second one will be open with medals presented to the first 3 finishers in each age category for both men and women. The third race is an interesting one as far as I'm concerned because it's a team race, and the trophies will be awarded to the three teams with the best cumulative times. And it will be a sort of a gold, silver, and bronze trophy, which the teams will retain for a year and then be retained for next year's race. But there will be a plaque marked on it to show who the first year's winners were. And then the last race is an elite race. The running room is putting in some of their top runners that are part of the running room team. But it is open to others who can show that they have qualifying times of 4:45 for men and 5:15 for women.
So run a mile in 4 minutes and 45 seconds.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I wonder how many people think they can do that and then actually go out and do it. Now, so how many people do you think would sign up for a race like this? Let's say in the open division, for instance. And if you had, I'm just going to throw out a number like 500. Let's just say you had 500 people. How do you make it so the start's fair?
Our estimates are well in excess of that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we've done one estimate of 500. Others is about 800 and then some for 1,000. And, I mean, the majority of people are accustomed to having races where the fast guys are up front and the slower ones are stepped back. It's a standard in any road race. There are some people who will, even if they're not as fast, they will try and get to the front and then get knocked over.
Brian Hetherington joins me, the Edmonton High Street Mile Race. So how can people sign up? I know it's not until May, but I know people start training and everything, so it gives you 4 months to do it. Where can they sign up and register?
It's online at the running room.
at the Running Rooms, yep. Edmonton website. John Stanton and the crew there putting that together. So
yeah, that's it. And in fact, they had the first entry last night.
Oh, okay, nice. Well, best of luck, Brian. Are you entering it?
I think I'm getting a bit past it, and I'm like to give the excuse that I've got too much to do on the day.
It's a good excuse, Brian. It's a really good excuse. I like it. I love it. Well, you're never too old to run.
No. Right?
Never too old to run.
I still run on a regular basis, but I don't think I could race.
No, you're probably – it's because you could only run that mile in 5 minutes, not 4:45, so you don't want to qualify, right?
I think that's it, yes. Yeah.
Brian, thanks for your time, and good luck. I look forward to this race.
Thanks a lot, Jason.